This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Ricardo Trejo. Date of birth, April the 16th, 1967. Case ID number is 395-4276. Date of exam, November the 3rd, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Orthopedic Surgery Center dated 8/5/2022. Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old married male with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right leg injury, comma, right knee injury, comma, and right shoulder injury. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2019, where he worked in a warehouse for delivery work for 7 years, comma, then worked at a moving furniture warehouse for 3 years, comma, and then in an office supply store for 8 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house and his wife is working. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, right leg injury. Number two, right knee injury. And number three, right shoulder injury. History of allegations, number one, right leg injury, and number two, right knee injury, and number three, right shoulder injury. The claimant states that on September the 12th, 2019, he fell off a loading ramp when the ramp was being elevated. He states that he lost his balance and fell off to the right side of his body. During that accident, the claimant injured his right shoulder and his right knee. He received workman's comp treatment for his injury, as well as surgeries. The claimant was diagnosed with an anterior cruciating ligament tear with reconstruction of the right knee. He also went on to have a arthroscopic surgery for a torn meniscus, which was a right medial meniscal tear. The claimant also had a rotator cuff complete tear of the right shoulder and had surgery to try to repair that shoulder in November of 2019. However, the results were poor. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold damp weather and pain that he feels daily. He states no injections were given for his condition. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb up 3 steps, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, sometimes use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and put his clothes on, comma, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head with his left arm. His physician is Dr. Raul Marquez. He has no assistive devices that he is using at this time. He is presently on ibuprofen 800 milligrams BID for pain, which does give him relief. The claimant states he does a little bit of walking inside the house. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, occasionally cooking, comma, and helping out a little bit with the laundry. He states he does no other exercises. The claimant was diagnosed with a large joint effusion with a grade 2 injury, partial tear of the anterior collateral ligament of the medial collateral ligament with medial meniscal tear of the right knee. He also has tendinosis of the subscapular tendon anteriorly with full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon and extension of fluid through the tear into the subacromial subdeltoid bursa. Family history. Father is 72 in good health. His mother, he does not know his real mother. She apparently is 68 and has chronic fatigue syndrome. Medications. Tramadol 50 milligrams QHS, ibuprofen 800 milligrams BID, Ultracet 37.5-325 milligrams PRN is needed, and baclofen 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, questionable hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, right shoulder rotator cuff tear, complete, comma, and right anterior collateral ligament tear, grade 2, with a medial collateral ligament with medial meniscal tear as well. Major surgeries. Reconstruction of the right knee performed in February of 2020 with a second repair of a medial meniscal tear, which was performed arthroscopic of the right knee, which was performed in 2021. The claimant had in November of 2019 a right shoulder rotator cuff repair, which had poor results. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol. The claimant states he drinks 1 to 2 beers socially per week. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit. Weight 225 pounds. Height 5 feet 5 inches. BP 165 over 104 mmHg. Second reading, 159 over 92 mmHg. Heart rate, 64 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 37. The claimant was told that he had a high blood pressure reading and to follow up with his family doctor. General. This is a 56-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing was noted, but the claimant does have cyanosis of the lower extremities. On both extremities, no ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to neurological? The last sentence. reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+. Bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex on the left and no reflexes on the right. The claimant does have a torn biceps tendon that was not repaired. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right upper and lower extremities. Mild joint swelling was noted of the right knee, which was minimal. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper extremity, and the claimant biceps tendon. And decreased range of motion of the right knee, although he has had 2 surgeries to repair that knee. Minimal joint swelling was noted. There was no erythema, effusion, or deformity noted, except for the right upper shoulder, where a rotator cuff tear was attempted and had poor results. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, there is less strength in the right knee. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but could not hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis reflexes of the right side was 0 and of the left was +1. Patellar and Achilles reflexes were +1 bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting and a few muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +5/5 for all tested areas, except for the right upper extremity, where the claimant's strength is +4/5, and he has decreased strength of the deltoids, biceps, and the triceps muscles. Fine and dextrous finger control is normal bilaterally. Right shoulder x-ray, no acute findings. Right knee x-rays, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted for the right upper and lower extremities. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with his left upper extremity, but has difficulty with the right upper extremity secondary to a torn rotator cuff tear. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for the right upper extremity, where the claimant appears to have a ruptured bicep tendon muscle and a torn rotator cuff tear. The claimant did have multiple problems with his right knee, which has been surgically repaired. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted for the left side and mildly restricted for the right. He is unable to handle and carry with the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a right upper extremity rotator cuff tear with poor surgical results and right knee discomfort. Probable diagnoses. Number one, right leg injury - confirmed with physical examination has been treated. Number two, right knee injury consisting of a anterior collateral ligament tear and a right medial meniscal tear, which has been surgically treated. Physical exam appears to be grossly normal. Number three, right shoulder injury consisting of a rotator cuff tear and a ruptured biceps tendon, which has not been repaired and appears to be causing him dysfunction of the right upper extremity. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Ricardo Trejo.